shall we play a game?
Oh, yes. It is a Wednesday morning edition of the TBTL Summer Games.
Yay! Woo!
Sorry, it felt like I was supposed to play a sound effect there, but I didn't have anything ready to
no,
go.
No. I like it. I like your enthusiasm. My name is Luke Burbank, by the way. I'm your host right over there. My friend, Andrew Walsh. This is a couple weeks where, well, I'll tell you what, I'm taking a couple weeks off. Andrew, you're still working. You're putting these shows
just
up
working my ass
onto
off.
The internet.
Really? Frankly,
yeah, you
if
are.
I can be crude about it.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I just spent a couple weeks in Australia with you, or a week, I should say. You know, wouldn't kill you. Work a little bit of that ass off.
You know, I don't have a butt. Like, really? I mean, not
really?
To get really gross.
I have
red, but
honestly
like, no, my
not
pants...
looked at your butt
no,
very much.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that, like...
Me, yeah.
There's not any kind of, I'm not saying that surprise, I'm not saying that like, no homo, dude. I mean, it's funny because you and I spend so much time together, but I can't remember ever actually just observing your posterior as you're, you know, walking somewhere.
I don't think I could tell you what anybody's butt looks like, honestly.
I have a pretty good
friend,
butt,
do
actually.
Oh, yeah,
you know
you said that before. You like
it's
to wear your running
It's the only part of my
shorts,
body that I'm not humiliated by.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I have a slightly bubble butt, but you don't have like weird. You don't have Hank Hill from King of the Hill flat butt.
I think I might. I saw a picture.
No,
of
you
me.
Don't. I would.
Really?
You don't have super flat butt. I would notice. You don't have weirdly. I saw this photo going around the internet some weeks ago. Now I don't listen. This is the TBTL Summer Games. I'm on vacation. I don't want to get political or whatever. But there was a picture of somebody who had. Not one, not two, Andrew, but three guns on them in like, you know, they were in like a Walmart or something. Mm. And they also, of course, had a shirt on that was about like, you don't touch my guns. And this guy was, you know, a fairly big individual. He was walking like out of the store. And it was just so many more guns than you need for going to Walgreens or whatever. And somebody wrote, yeah, but you'd be loaded. You'd have a bunch of weapons, too, if someone stole your butt.
Yeah.
And he just had the flattest, like no butt. So you definitely don't have that going on.
Well, this is a funny place to take the show right here at the top of a Wednesday. But
I'm glad it's finally happening.
I do pat it a little bit. So that's why. Yeah, no, I have special undergarments I wear that I make. Yep. I mean, they're homemade. I mean, the whole thing isn't homemade.
Sure.
I buy standard issue. Government issue undergarments.
Yeah, then modify them.
Then I modify the aftermarket, exactly. I would say, to move the conversation away from my rear end for a moment, I would say if there's any part of my body that doesn't cause me complete and utter shame, it would be my calves for some reason. But I think that's what a lot of, for some reason, that's what everybody with dad bod can get away with for some reason, right? Like, for some reason, men's calves... Like, I saw a picture of myself this weekend, and I happened to be wearing shorts. I was just goofing around on the roof with Genevieve, and she took a photo.
Oh.
And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, those calves don't look embarrassing.
I agree. You know what? This is going to be so weird. We either talk about this now, or we talk about it when we record tomorrow's episode of the regular show, which will mean... That as you and I are talking referencing
right.
that garbage can photo of yours, which
yeah.
I saw
oh,
on
you
the
saw
internet
that.
And
okay,
was totally
yeah.
puzzled by,
mm-hmm.
it will mean that it's already been discussed
mm-hmm.
in the TBT. Like, the listeners
right.
to this episode will have already heard us talking about you in the garbage can. So let me just say, man, that was crazy when you did that and when I found out about it weeks ago.
Perfect. That is called professionalism, people. Look it up
look
in the
up.
Book.
Okay, so what we're doing this week, of course, is we're playing games. Today is going to be another one where we spin the mental floss wheel o' quizzes, and then whatever it lands on is the quiz that you and I are going to do, Andrew. So let's just... Oh, wow. This has landed on... Would you have been accused of witchcraft in the 17th century?
Oh, wow. Okay. Things could get kind of serious here.
Yeah. The stakes are extremely high. And by stakes, I mean you may be burned at them.
Mm.
Hey, not a bad spoof.
No, quick turnaround on that.
Okay. Okay, now listen. I have, because you and I are playing these together, I have not previewed these. I am a little worried that this one is mostly just a joke, because the first question that comes up on would you have been accused of witchcraft in the 17th century, the first question is, are you a woman?
Okay.
And the options are yes, no, I prefer not to say. So I'm wondering, you know, this is, you ever see those things going around the internet where it's like that kind of decision tree, I guess you would call it, or that there's probably a different name
like
for it.
A flow chart?
A flow chart of things that will happen if then, I guess you could say if then sort of statements.
Yep.
If you are this, then this will happen. And usually they're a joke because it's kind of like one side of it is extremely complicated and one side is just kind of one long arrow to like – oh, the chart of if you have been favored by society over time, and then one side is all this stuff you could do, and then the other side is like, are you a white male?
Right.
It's just kind of like a straight line to the top. So should we do this, or should we spin the wheel again?
Let's spin the wheel again, because this could be – because first of all, if it's a flow chart, that doesn't really work formatically. If it gets – I mean, you know, it could end up getting really serious because, you know, that was a really dark time in history. So let's see what the wheel's got.
I want to just say, if any of your ancestors were burned as witches, I'm so sorry for your loss. Here we go. We're going to spin the by the way, not doing the quiz is the number one way they would decide if you were, in fact, a witch.
Oh, no.
And it has now landed on Troy McClure film or actual terrible movie.
Are you not entertained that we respun the wheel? This is where we should be living right now. This is good. I'm very excited.
I do feel like I am going to know these. I mean, I don't want to overpromise, but I'm looking at the first one and I already think, well, you know what? Maybe this is why it's a good quiz. Is The Erotic Adventures of Hercules a Troy McClure film or an actual terrible movie?
You know what, Luke? I think I'm going to be pretty good at this one because
we have an intro.
Exactly.
We have an intro tape that's just a – but see, here's the thing. The Erotic Adventures of Hercules. I can hear him saying that, but am I just – did my mind just go back and write that and create that? Did he really say it?
I know for a fact that that is a Troy McClure film. I hope I'm not too good at this.
Let's see.
This is the first time in my life I might be too good at something.
I think you got it. Oh, man. I'm trying to learn what the indicator – I guess it's green if you are correct, and you are absolutely correct.
Okay.
This next one – well, let's just say you might be too good at this quiz. They came to burgle Carnegie Hall.
That is definitely a Troy
McClure
film.
That's one of the like most, I don't know why, but of the names of Troy McClure films.
I love it.
How much fun must that have been to be a Simpsons writer on that day or during that week? Because what a great kind of like, I don't know, format. What a great a vehicle through which just to deliver absurd movie titles. Like, who thought of they came to burgle Carnegie Hall? It's just, I love that joke so much.
Can I tell you something about comedy from my perspective?
Yes. Please, will you?
Using burgle as a verb is always funny.
Yeah.
Or never not funny, as you might say. You know, burglary, nothing really funny about that. Yeah. Getting burgled, that's funny.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Getting burgled feels like somebody at some point, they put their lips on your neck and they go.
Hey, Luke,
there's a comic
stop burgling
element.
Your brother.
They came to burgle Carnegie Hall. Is it a Troy McClure film? It is, Andrew. You're absolutely right. All right, next up. Okay, now this one feels like... No. This one's the first one where I'm like, this is the first one that seems challenging to me. Was there a real movie called Leper in the Backfield, which I assume was about somebody who's playing football and had leprosy, or was this a Troy McClure film? Leper in the Backfield. Sorry, my horrendous Phil Hartman impression.
I'm going to say that's a real movie. Because, first of all, if you want to game the quiz a little bit, we've now gotten two positives, yes. So it would be time to throw in. And also, I don't remember hearing it in my montage, so I'm going to have to go with... I don't even... Leper, like leprosy? Leper?
Yeah. Guess what, Andrew? Troy McClure film.
Oh! Dang it.
Yeah, at least according to this quiz.
No, I believe
when I
it.
I clicked on Troy McClure film, and it turned green, and I think mm-hmm. that is telling me
yeah.
that it is a Troy McClure film.
Okay, yeah, nope, that's, that is...
Leper in the backfield.
That's comforting to me, though. I'm glad that's not a real movie, so we all win.
Right. I could see it being like when Brian's song, the Brian Piccolo story, there was a time where there was a few different, like, inspirational football movies. This is pre-Rudy, of course. Inspirational football movies that were out and in like the 60s and 70s. I could see Leper in the Backfield being one. Mirror in the Bathroom.
What in the bathroom? Sorry, I cut you off.
Isn't that a song? Mirror in the Bathroom.
Oh, I don't know. I will go back now to about 3 weeks ago as people listen to this. You and I were playing a quiz on a Friday show that our friend Katie sent to us. From her friend who was testing it out for a trivia night where we were reading descriptions of movies that I have now confirmed the descriptions did come directly from IMDb. And we had to guess what movie the description was, you know, referring to. And there was one about a bad baseball team.
I said Bad News Bears.
Right.
You said Sandlot.
It was Sandlot. It was Sandlot. Yeah. That's
because of the 1960s.
Yeah, 60. Yeah, I think it said 68 or 69. Yeah. It was very specific.
That was.
About
I wondered
the year.
About
yeah.
that afterwards. Because Bad News Bears is not set in the 60s. Now, The Sandlot is a huge pop culture blind spot for me. I think I'm a little bit too old for The Sandlot. Like, certainly people that are 10 years younger than me, it was a biggie in the lives. And I will see these quizzes sometimes that are. I don't spend a lot of time on BuzzFeed because it's definitely skews younger. Than me, but I will see some of these kind of BuzzFeedian quizzes pop up about The Sandlot,
yeah.
And you get this feeling that, like, the pop culture, the sort of, or I would just say the cultural experience of watching The Sandlot is a big deal to people who are probably in their, like, mid-30s or maybe early 30s.
Yeah, it's such a touchstone for people, and especially, like, listening to a lot of talk radio, a lot of guys talking on the radio grew up with that movie and love it, and I tried watching it last summer because people are like, you got to. It's a classic. You got to watch it. I couldn't watch it. I think that, like, if you grew up with it, if you were a kid, it was made for kids and you might enjoy it, but I remember finding it very, and I know a lot of people are going to not like hearing me say this, I think that if you love that movie because you grew up with it, great. I don't want to take that away from you. As an adult, as a 40-something-year-old man trying to watch it for the first time, I found it straight up unwatchable. I found it really tough to get through the narration, which was really corny. I would like to add, though, if I can...
It's where You're Killing Me Smalls comes from, though.
Right,
which
yeah.
I heard that reference, and I probably even said it for years and literally didn't know the context.
I don't know if I ever said it, but yeah, I knew that it was a Sandlot-y thing. I was like, well, I should at least see the movie. Can I say something about this Troy McClure film, by the way? I want to value add here because I looked up.
I was going to try to add the same value. Are you at SimpsonsWiki.com?
You know I'm at SimpsonsWiki.com/wiki/leper in the backfield. Do it.
Would you like to read?
No,
would you
do
like
it.
To read the description?
No,
you got it.
So I
Let's
love
read
this.
At the same time.
Okay.
Okay, starting with. So are you looking in the history section?
I am looking in the history, but. Yep, but let's.
Okay, let's start this.
Are we starting
from the
beginning?
Oh, we're delayed. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're off. Okay.
Okay, so, no, here's what
Andrew,
we should do. Here's what we should do.
Yeah.
Just read the sentences, memorize it, then close your computer, and let's try to say the words together that we just read from our memory.
No, but first. First, we have to figure out how mm-hmm. long the delay is.
Okay.
So we need to do like a 3-2-1 clap, okay?
All right. So
and
we're
I'm
going to
account
now.
For this
okay.
in my mind where I'm going to go, whatever the time difference is, I'm going to try to then read. I'm going to try to somehow match my reading to your reading. So ready for a clap. It'll go
wait, hold on.
Two,
we don't,
one,
nobody's going to know. Well, maybe we should both say our names so because two claps might sound the same. Of course, I guess we know that yours is the
I don't
later
care what
one.
The listeners hear. This,
oh, okay.
Andrew, It's never been about the listeners.
All right. Why do I keep forgetting that? Especially during Thrive meetings. All right.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, clap.
That was pretty close.
Well, that didn't help me because now I know what you're – I know what the delay is for you. You say 3, 2, 1, clap. Then I'll know how far behind you I am.
Okay, sounds good. 3, 2, 1, clap.
Okay, got it.
Wow, that's okay,
so here we go.
Delay. Okay,
we're gonna start reading. Okay, I want you to count down and say 3, 2, 1, start. And I'm gonna try to jump on you saying start so that we're reading this history of Leper in the Backfield together.
And we're starting from the very first word of the entire segment, right?
The host, and then we're gonna end with off.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm gonna say the word start, and then I'm gonna start. 3, 2, 1, start. The okay. 3, 2, 1, start.
The host of Entertainment Tonight said that viewers might remember Troy McClure from this movie. They showed a clip of the movie, which depicted Troy dressed like a quarterback standing in the backfield of a football game. The ball was hiked to him. He went to throw it, and his arm fell off.
What are we doing? What? We are doing shit we've never done before. This is a whole new era of TVTL, my friend.
I am, honestly, I am going to interrupt my vacation to listen to this episode to see how close I got. Did that work? Was I kind of in sync with you?
Yeah, no, I think it was just off enough to make it worth it, I think. I mean, wow, that was something. So
Troy McClure. It's a Troy McClure film.
That's right. I'm now just trying to figure out what was the episode that it showed up in. I feel like that should be
episode. It was A Fish Called Selma.
Oh, that's a good name. Okay, great. All right, I think I'm ready for the next one if you got one.
No, you know what? I apologize. I think – oh, I see. I believe this was in the episode of A Fish Called Selma, mm-hmm. but I believe the film parody in the movie – it says the film, I guess, Leper in the Backfield, is a parody of the movie Angels in the Outfield.
Right.
Which was a real movie where there were angels that could play baseball. Okay. Next one. This is – I don't want to – I'm very glad this quiz exists, but I don't think the next question is actually challenging enough for us. Is it a Troy McClure film or is this an actual terrible movie? Cool as Ice. And of course.
Yeah, we know that.
Cool as Ice. Yeah, that seems like they were phoning that one in a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound, it's not even a good name. It's not, I mean, we think the movie is funny because it's got, Vanilla Ice in it. I saw a beverage called Vanilla Ice in Australia, by the way. I took a picture of it.
Ooh.
But
that's how I've been ordering my coffee since I've been back in the States.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a flat Vanilla Ice? That's not a good one. Sorry, Thrillist. I'm glad you didn't host a radio show for them.
It's Mental Floss.
Or Mental Floss, rather, yeah.
Let's see. I'm holding down... vanilla. What did you call the drink?
Flat Vanilla Ice. That's
Flat Vanilla Ice. Possible show title?
Maybe. Although, might be. You know, I'm in the middle
either
of
that. Or you're killing me, Smalls. Those are our two options. Mm-hmm. So you decide. Okay, Hydro, the man with hydraulic arms. Troy McClure film.
That was a good
or actual terrible movie. You think that's a Troy? I think right.
Well, that. But also, I think that your imitation of Troy was pretty good there.
Oh, thanks, man. I took that to mean you were guessing it is a Troy McClure film, and it is a Troy McClure film. Did you recognize that from your Troy McClure audio-related adventures?
I didn't recognize it, but I think maybe you saying it in the voice of Troy McClure was very convincing, so it felt right to me. Also, it gave us a show title, You're Killing Me, Troy! Which is, I think, actually, that's a show title. Yeah,
this one's good, though. This one, I could absolutely... Mm-hmm. We had a joke on the show, on the live wire that was recently recorded, where we did this quiz because we had our 15th anniversary show. And we did a quiz about actual bits we've done on the show over the 15 years. And we had the comedian Dave Hill on, and we would ask him, was this a thing we really tried to do or was this something we just made up? And one of them was we had Kerry Brownstein on the show. This wasn't a real thing, but this was a joke that Caitlin Kunkel, our writer, wrote. It was like, did we have Kerry Brownstein on the show? And then did we have our house band perform as a band called Keeter Slinney that instead of being Riot Girls were Lazy Boys.
That's pretty good.
You know? No?
Yeah, no, it's good.
You're giving that a solid medium. Okay, was Catalina Caper a Troy McClure film or an actual terrible movie? Catalina Caper.
I'm going to say that that's an actual movie.
They came to burgle Catalina.
See, it's not funny enough, I think. Yeah, I think they picked some wrong. Oh, am I wrong?
See, this one actually kind of got me. You're right. It is an actual terrible movie, but I think caper, caper is such a weird, overused word. I could see the Simpsons being like, you know, I could see them using caper as a silly name for a Troy McClure film. That one, actually, I could have seen that one going either way, whereas I could not have seen Cool as Ice going either way.
Do you know, I'm just remembering this now, Genevieve and I we'll just slip into playing games together without even realizing we're doing it. We spent all day yesterday. I'm just thinking about this now. Like, we went to see a movie. We had breakfast. We're driving around. We're just kind of bumming around all day, as my dad would say. And somehow, and I don't know how this happened, I think we were looking for a restaurant, and one was a crepe place. And I said, I'm going to open a crepe place called Crepe Expectations or something along the lines of that. And then we just spent the rest of the day, probably a solid 4 hours, whenever there's a lull in the conversation, somebody would offer another pun-based name for a crepe shop until it got so ridiculous. I believe the final one was the Crepe Barrier Reef is disappearing at an alarming crepe. That was the final name of the crepe place before I think we finally said, let's just put our weapons down for the day.
I want to play this game now. Would you like to play a game? Let's see. Did you say the real name was Crepe Expectations?
Well, that was the first one I think that I threw out there, which I don't even think I came up with. I think I saw that somewhere, maybe Bob's Burgers or something.
Not all heroes wear crepe?
Yes, Genevieve threw that one out there. That's good. Now I'm trying to remember some of them, too. Some weren't super appropriate, so I'm also trying to filter those out. I don't have a great filter, so I'm really trying to use that right now. I'm trying to implement that tool in my toolbox.
I'm trying to do something with grapes. The Crepes of Wrath.
That's good. Yep, Crepes of Wrath. I like that.
Although that's kind of like, are they going to yell at me when I come in?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound – I wouldn't want to go to that place, the Crepes of Wrath. But
right. I'm a little bummed that I can't remember more of these.
Did you crepe your pants?
I did not. We did not.
You named the store, I'm good for that once, twice a year. And people who know, they get it.
They get it.
Yeah. The Crepe Awakening?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I always think of – I think the Great Awakening wasn't a big figure in the Great Awakening. It was a preacher named Cotton Mather, and he was a big part of he was a big part of maybe the revival circuit. And I always thought it was weird because Cotton Mather had a son named Increase Mather, and he was a big part of that movement, I think, if I'm remembering right.
Okay. All right, well, I got us off track on that.
Catalina Caper, actual terrible movie from 1967. The synopsis is, a group of swinging teens takes time out from having fun in the sun to try to foil a group of crooks searching for a stolen scroll. Movie that happened because somebody had access to a scroll.
Yeah,
for like, well, let's,
right.
Like, a stolen scroll feels right. – that's a weird thing for the Catalina Caper to revolve around.
Yeah, I didn't expect that to be the last word of the description for sure.
Muppets Go Medieval.
That is Troy McClure.
Terrible movie.
Troy McClure.
My friend, you are absolutely right. I would watch that, though. Although I feel like that's going to be a Muppets Pulp Fiction crossover, which I don't know if I want to see.
My guess
is
that
basement.
Yes.
Kermit's working at the pawn shop. You go downstairs and Fozzie Bear is zipped up in some kind of leather onesie, including hood.
Of course it's Fozzie. Who would Animal play in the Pulp Fiction universe? Who is the most... could he maybe be one of the diner bandits? Like the Tim Roth character?
Yes. Now, does let me Animal just says rudimentary phrases, right?
I think like, he grunts. He's
Animal!
Kind of,
yeah, isn't that kind of the extent of it?
Yeah. Let me put it this way. I think Toomgis has more of a vocabulary than Animal.
Toombis. Please use Toombis, his proper name. Sorry, too Until much the Mariners stuff. Are 500, he will forever be known as Toombis. So Animal would be like, everybody be cool. This is a robbery.
So wait a second. That would be vacation, okay. Yeah. Everybody. So that would be the woman who I can't remember the actress's
name. Oh, yeah. That would
name.
Be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Not the Tim Roth.
Amanda. But, I think her name's Amanda yeah. Plummer.
Hey, another point for I the love verbs. Her.
She's isn't she in So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes,
isn't
she is.
She the one this... that is the bad. She's the bad one.
Well, spoiler alert! That movie just came out. Yeah, she plays the sister.
The Quick and the Undead. I don't know. That's a kind of a good one. The Quick and the Undead. Actual terrible movie or Troy McClure film? I think actual terrible
Me
movie
too.
Because it's a little too subtle.
Quick and so the Dead, Quick and the is, Dead is a real movie, but then somebody probably during the zombie phase when everybody was redoing yeah. things for to make them, you know, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies and everything, somebody yeah, probably yeah, yeah. made this movie.
By the way, more on that in a show that you've already heard.
Yes. We'll talk more about the Jim Jarmusch film that I saw
this weekend.
I feel
like The Simpsons – what would be a better Troy McClurification of this? The Slow and the Barely Living, or They Came to Burgle the Undead.
There. That's probably the better one there.
That's going to be my – just that's how I'm going to fight my way out of any tight corner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going with actual terrible movie, right?
I think terrible movie, yep.
It was an actual terrible movie.
All right. I got nervous there for a second, actually. That silence, that pregnant silence.
Mm-hmm. My guess says terrible movie, but I just like it. Soccer Dog, the movie.
Movie. Yeah, I'm going with you. Yeah, I think it's a movie, too. Yeah, yep. Soccer Dog, the movie. Yeah, are we right?
Yes. According to the film's producers, it's a real movie. Good job. He's a goal-crazy mutt with some winning moves, and he's on the way to the championship.
I wouldn't watch that.
Can you we need to, you know, we're now starting to beginning our initial descent into the end of this episode of the TBTL Summer Games. But I will just say, or I will just wonder aloud, at the just – that is a movie – Soccer Dog, the movie, that is made purely to make money. It's not because, I mean, there's Air Bud was probably out and making a bunch of money, and they just said, well, what can we do that's like that? Can you imagine, like, how just bummed everybody was to go to work every day on Soccer Dog, the movie? Now, there was a cute dog there, so that probably put some pep in your step. But just to know that there's absolutely zero creatively going on with the thing. Actually, you know what? I know what that feels like because I host this show.
Mm.
So, you know what?
Go ahead.
I call this Soccer Dog the podcast.
Crepe my day. I don't even think we
okay.
said that one.
Write that down. Show title. Yeah. Go ahead, crepe my day.
Okay, we got that. We got that one written down. I don't even think we came up with that one yesterday. It's, you know what a weird thing is going on with my brain right now? When we were just trying to think of them yesterday, it was no problem because it was just like the sky's the limit. I was just thinking of any word that has the A sound in it. Now what I'm trying to do is recapture the magic of yesterday. So instead of just brainstorming on it, my brain is locking up, trying to talk to you, trying to be somewhat present for this show, but also really mad at myself that I can't remember very specific japes.
What about Planet of the Crepes?
That's good. See, we didn't say that. Can you give yourself a bell on that? Because
I did. I'm giving myself two bells.
Yeah, good.
I'll take it up 100 bells.
Planet of the Crepes is really good. I'm going to share that with Genevieve.
Yes. Dr. Zayas, Dr. Zayas, Dr. Zayas, Dr. Zayas.
Speaking
Dr.
of Zayas, Troy McClure.
Brought it back?
Yeah.
Brought it back. Preacher with a Shovel. Is that?
I want to say that is a real movie, and I kind of want to see it.
I think it is probably a real movie, too, but it's getting closer to something that could be Preacher with a Shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about The Preacher Was a Shovel? Mm-hmm. See, that, I feel, okay, actual terrible. No! It's a Troy McClure
film,
is. Andrew.
Oh, man. All right, can I look up? Preacher with a Shovel?
Yeah.
Let me see if we can have any. See what
That's kind of great because it's just subtle enough, you know what I mean, that we're – I would have believed it.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to try doing this.
We now return to Troy McClure at Dolores Montenegro in Reacher with a Shovel.
But irrigation can save your people, Chief Smiling Bear.
Okay, let me see if there's just the
Please
kids
just
watching TV. That was it. It was 9 seconds on YouTube.
That was it.
Bart, Lisa, and Maggie were seen watching Preacher with a Shovel. That's all we know about it. It was from
her name was Denise Montenegro. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much.
The episode title was Mr. Lisa Goes to Washington.
Nice. Fantastic. Here we go. Last one. Die Hard Dracula.
Here's the deal. I want to say it's a real bad movie, but I don't know that you could just take the name Die Hard.
No, yeah.
It's got to be a Troy McClure, right?
That's a pretty valuable franchise. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm aware, they have not moved over into the Dracula space. So that makes me think it's a Troy McClure film. But I'm sort of reverse engineering that based on how I see the world more than remembering it. Actual terrible movie.
Oh,
Andrew.
Wow. How did they get the rights?
Why am I happy that we got those wrong? I think it's because it means the quiz was actually pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the bottom 100 IMDb movies. User reviews. It's hard to even put this into words. The movie honestly looked like a group of people threw this together in a week using a camcorder. Another IMDb user review. It's hard. Oh, that's the same one again. So I wonder if you cannot Die Hard Dracula. I wonder if you just can't trademark the words Die Hard if they're used with other words, maybe. I'm just really guessing.
I don't know. That I'll bet you if this movie had any chance of success, they would have faced a lawsuit. I bet you they got away with it because it was so terrible. Because you can't do anything that makes it seem like you are profiting off of somebody else's intellectual property.
Right.
And in this case, like Die Hard is – if you're naming your movie that, you're definitely trying to profit off of somebody else's franchise.
What about Crepe Fear?
That's it. That's what I was trying to think of. Yes, Crepe Fear was one that we said yesterday. That was one of my favorites. Genevieve said, I don't know if people would want to eat there. I said, that's not what we're doing this for.
Okay. How did we do on the game?
Was I supposed to be – we got them all right. We all got 100 points. I got 101, actually.
Hey.
For introducing
if only
the
we had
game.
A sound effect to indicate the game was over. But
if only my computer didn't crash earlier and I had to restart the whole thing. And now I have this.
Bam! Yay! That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it.
A winner. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
Well.
Congratulations to us. All right. I know you know about TBTL the podcast. You're listening to it right now, but have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. There's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
All right, do we have any show titles?
Well, you're killing me, Troy, and go ahead, crepe my day.
I don't know. What do you like?
I'm struggling between those two because you're killing me, Troy, is right on target, but it's not as funny as go ahead, crepe my day.
What if they came to burgle the Sandlot?
Let's go with go ahead and crepe my day.
Ouch.
Oh, no, sorry.
I really committed to that read, too.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right, fair enough. Go ahead, crepe my day.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We are going to be back tomorrow with more of the TBTL Summer Games, so do tune in for that. Thanks for listening, and please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
flour out.